You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome in, MLB.com Extras, the Chicago Cubs edition. I'm Dave Raymond with Kerry Muscat. And Kerry, the Cubs at 500, 15 and 15. And maybe the big news this week, though, was that, at long last, it happened. We saw the home run by Chris Bryant in Milwaukee. And I'm sure, even though we all know he's going to hit plenty of home runs, I'm sure it was a relief just to get it over with.
Yeah, I got the sense from Chris that even though he said all along that he doesn't have to hit a home run, you kind of got the sense that it is a little bit of a weight off his shoulders, and he can now relax. To be honest, the best play in that Milwaukee series was when he beat out an infield a throw in the infield and got an infield single that led to a run scoring. That was on Friday, the first game of the series, and that was the most impressive thing. I mean, not many people his size have the kind of speed that he has. But, no, the home run is what the fans have been waiting for. Now he's got to christen the new bleachers at Wrigley Field with a home run, and then everybody will be happy.
Yeah, we can all move on and just let him have a great career.
Correct.
But it's funny you mention
Correct.
That about the infield hit. I was really hoping to see him during spring training, but he didn't travel during the Cubs game that I did, and I didn't get that chance. But we talked so much about his power and what he did during spring training. Everybody knows he's going to be an exciting player that way. And yet the conversations you and I have had in these first few weeks have been about infield hits, taking walks, finding ways on base, making defensive plays. It's just doing the small things. And I'm just kind of wondering, as you've had a chance to watch him, how do you think people will remember Chris Bryant when it's all said and done? Will he be that just a flat-out winner kind of guy who did everything, or will his big power numbers one day ultimately overshadow all the other things?
It's early May, and he's just getting started. So I'm not real good on those projection kind of things. I just think people need to wait. I would tend to think that he will be more known for his home runs than he will be for his infield singles when all is said and done. But he's just getting started. And after seeing the numbers he put up in the minor leagues, I have no doubt that he'll put up, 20, 30 home runs here easily in the major leagues. The problem is he just really has to get used to the pitching here. That's the biggest thing is what are they doing to him? Maybe not try and, outguess the pitchers as much as he is. I mean, he's really got to get adjusted to that first and then go from there.
Let me ask you, though, somebody who watches him closely on a daily basis, right? And you no doubt see the game differently than the average fan, whether it's just because of access to all the different players and Bryant himself. What do you see? I mean, what impresses you about him?
The thing from the very beginning is just how mature he is for a player, for a person his age. I mean, I remember his age. I couldn't handle some of the stuff that's been thrown at him. He's handled it all very, very calmly. We like to joke that people stay in their lane. He stays in his lane. He doesn't believe the hype at all. He's not walking around the clubhouse, look at me kind of thing. In fact, lately it's been kind of hard to find him in the clubhouse. He's been sort of hiding a little bit, and I think he's trying so hard to be just one of the guys, and yet there's just all these expectations placed on him, fair or unfair, and he's trying to downplay it as much as he can. I really like the kid. I've met his parents. His father is just so gregarious, and his mother is just the opposite. And somehow Chris has come out as a nice. I think he's more like his mom, where he's a lot quieter that way. It's just really going to be fun to watch him develop and mature in the big leagues.
Another young guy on the team who is also busy maturing and whatnot is. Addison Russell batting ninth. It seems to agree with him batting ninth, at least it has recently. And I guess his manager kind of likes that spot for him as well, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, Joe likes to talk about the number nine spot as being kind of a place for a leadoff hitter in training. And he's, I think Addison is getting some, is in a really good place. There's minimal pressure on him right there. You have to remember, he's only 21. He's the youngest player in the National League. And for him to have a, I think it went 12 games, 12-game hit streak, pretty impressive. Just, it's been home runs. It's been, I mean, he got a home run before Bryant did, which we all thought was pretty funny. Singles, he's doing little things. He's come through in the clutch. He's also another one that's really mature. I just think fans should watch him play defense. I mean, it's just a beautiful thing to watch him in the field. That's what impresses me the most about him.
And he doesn't seem to have any issues at all batting ninth, right? It's not like there's a pride issue or anything with him.
No, there's nothing at all. I think right now he's very happy to be here. So.
Yeah, that's pretty cool when you can get a group together like they have right now in Chicago. What about Soler's mental mechanics? We talked about those last week. How's that coming along?
I think it's still time. I can sense that Cub fans are a little impatient with these guys. Again, it's just a matter of let's see what they see, let them get used to the pitching, let them try and not outsmart anybody. He's doing fine. They're all doing fine. The biggest problem right now is the strikeouts. The whole team is striking out at kind of an alarming rate. They were first in the majors to get to 300 as a team. They're on pace to top last year's numbers with strikeouts. And strikeouts, they're seeing a lot of pitches, and they're having good approaches, but strikeouts, there's nothing positive to come out of that. So I think right now that's been kind of the most glaring thing with not just the young kids, but all the hitters.
Is there any acknowledgement that, in a program where you're trying to see more pitches, and they have done a great job of that, and I know that is a point of emphasis to have good extended at-bats, see as many pitches as possible, there has to be some acknowledgement, right, that the strikeout numbers are going to increase with that approach, right? I mean, that's just a natural byproduct, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to happen, but I guess it'd just be nice if they weren't hitting double digits every night, that's all.
Well, I guess that's a point well taken. On the pitching side of things, I mean, I don't know if we have time to get into David Ross's excellent work this week.
Yes, he did a fine job, yes.
Yeah, right? It's always fun. It's always disappointing because it comes in a game that's kind of a blowout, and at the same time, those things are always kind of, a lot of fun.
I'm sure he went off and went into the dugout and told everybody, hey, this is easy, because it was just 1-2-3 for him. But I'm guessing that maybe he didn't do that. But it's an unfortunate thing to happen. But on the other hand, it sort of makes the guys forget that they're getting beat 12-4, and so they can sort of go from there. Let's hope David doesn't get another inning in the season.
Yeah, well, I'm sure there'd be plenty who would echo that sentiment. One guy that, they were hoping would get a lot of innings this year and pitch real well is John Lester. And, he's got the Mets, right, coming up. And what's the feeling so far? I mean, I know May's been a little bit different month for him, a little bit better than April was.
What's funny is that Lester's the only guy that's been winning, actually, in May, which is maybe not a good thing. They just finished up a tough stretch against NL Central teams that did not do very well. And I think now they've got to face the Mets for four games at Wrigley Field. And the Mets have, I think, the best pitching going on right now in the National League. So that's going to be a little bit of a test. And hate to see the strikeout numbers go up again. Lester seems a lot more comfortable, seems to be in a better rhythm now, seems to be at ease. It's just a matter of time with him. I just think what they really need is for him to go deep. The bullpen is gassed, and the bullpen is really taking a hit in these last few games, and so that's something that really needs to be corrected.
Gosh, yeah, it's so early for that kind of thing, too. I mean, that's tough on the team. But All right, Kerry.
Well, they've been kind of going in streaks. You know, they've been they were real good for a stretch, and then they went then down and then up and down, and it's just they just could really use a nice stretch where the starters go deep and the bullpen can just sort of take a breather.
Yeah, no, he's got the hot hand too, so
yeah.
We'll see how it goes. Well, Kerry, always appreciate it, and we'll look forward to doing it again next week.
Very good. Thanks, Dave.
Okay, Kerry Muscat. MLB.com Extras, the Chicago Cubs edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.